J.K. Rowling celebrates her fund paying legal costs for women discriminated against over their gender views as trans mob explodes, dumb Nazi QT. By Simon Kent on May 25, 2025. Acclaimed British author J.K. Rowling has set up a legal fund exclusively designed to benefit women who have been discriminated against for their views on sex and gender, sparking expletive-laden responses from the trans mob. The Harry Potter creator says the Vital Fighting Fund, simply titled J.K. Rowling Women's Fund, JKRWF, which she will bankroll herself, will enable women to pursue action against employers and public services that discriminate against them. The fund will also help women defending women's rights from trans activists. The Fighting Fund stipulates it will not be providing legal services such as lawyers. Rather, it will help fund individuals and organizations working to protect women-only spaces and views. The Daily Mail predicts the fund will likely open the door to hundreds of applications from women who have lost their livelihoods or are facing employment tribunals because of their views on sex-based rights. Already, her opponents have challenged the move with foul language and accusations of Nazism against her. Rowling has a long history of backing women and has previously pledged to fund the legal campaigns of female prisoners who have been forced to share jails with biological men and women who have been strip-searched by transgender police officers and dared police in Scotland to arrest her for her views. The author has also backed female athletes who have been robbed of glory by men participating in female events. For all the criticism her opponents deliver, Rowling just keeps on winning. As Breitbart News reported, she defies the combined forces of left-wing critics and woke dissemblers by sitting back and seeing her bank balance rise. Over the 12 months to the end of 2023, Pottermore Publishing, a global digital audiobook and ebook publisher of Harry Potter books and affiliated Wizarding World titles, experienced a surge in sales, soaring from approximately US $7 million to more than US $11.9 million over the last fiscal year. Critics sought to banish the British author in 2020 after she voiced her stance on protecting sex-based rights for women, as Breitbart News reported. Both she and her family faced threats from critics simply for expressing her own views rather than conforming to the perceived wisdom of those who opposed her. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.